This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 14th of August, 1963. The title of this lecture is Auditing Tips. This tape is 84 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, well, how are we today? Getting into the medical, see, I'm swapping terminals. How are we today? Nurse, get the bedpan. Well, you should be having a demonstration, of course, today. But there's a lot to a ground to cover one way or the other, and I'll try to give you some helpful hints in auditing. That you'll make up for it. First and foremost, this is what? 14th August. You sure going to keep my time track nice and straight. Thank you. 14 August, AD 13. St. Hill Special Briefing Course. We have a lecture on auditing, style, kind, type, how do. If you must audit, why audit to a gain? The customer is always right. I mean, the peakler is always right. It's true. The significance is less important than the TA action. TA action on the right significance brings about faster clearing. The benefit is in the word faster. The right significance and no TA action equals no case gain. Keep the ITSA line in. Get TA action. When training an auditor, get him to figure out how many ways you can cut an ITSA line. And maybe dawn will break. The smoothest auditing is the auditing which least cuts the ITSA line. Auditor means listener. It takes a lie to hold aberration in place. Serious aberration surrenders easily. It's the mediocre that takes the long haul. Mediocre type aberration. The primary difference between Scientology and psychiatry is that psychiatry is authoritarian and tells the person what's wrong with him, often introducing a new lie. Scientology finds out what's wrong with the person from the person. And then knows more about it than the person. But listens anyway. Listening is the badge of superior knowledge. He who has superior knowledge is privileged to listen. It's only he who has no superior knowledge that talks all the time, Confucius. Now, you got these maxims and pearls of wisdom. In actual fact, with that data, you could go straight out and evolve all of Scientology. Just like that. It's remarkable, isn't it? But you mustn't, in actual fact, discount, just because it's discounted to the PC, you mustn't discount the backbone and body of knowledge of Scientology. As soon as you tell somebody that he's lived for the last 30 trillion years, of course, you just 30 trillion years, drop in the bucket. As soon as you tell somebody he's lived the last 30 trillion years and so on, he's liable to be hit with a feeling of unreality. That unreality busily boils off, but he natters while it's being boiled off. Well, it's all unreal and that sort of thing. Well, he's actually running off unreality. You shouldn't pay much attention to it. Remember, he's now talking about an unreality. And he never talked about that before. And in the process of talking about it, he actually is raising his ARC with whatever it is. Even though he may do it very slowly. Now, there are two kinds of talk that a PC indulges in. Two kinds of talk. Talk one is theta talk, and talk two is n theta talk. It's theta talk that brings you out of the woods with a PC. And the N theta talk is the symptom of an ARC break. So auditing actually divides down into two actions. Is getting theta talk out of the PC. That's one action. And that's keeping your itza line in. Because it's the theta he's generating that's blowing his bank apart, you see. And the N theta talk is handled by locating the impeded charge of theta, which is barriered in the bank. We call this bypassed charge. In other words, there's two actions here. One, you can let him talk and keep his attention directed indifferently sometimes, but keep it directed in the direction of the right significances. Don't keep it directed to such a degree, however, that he ceases to get tone arm action, ceases to talk. See? The other action is, in actual fact, putting in the itza line for the PC. And that's how you cure an ARC break. You find out by assessment what trapped charge has been ticked and is trying to get loose. He'll just natter as long as that charge is trapped. And the auditor can then locate that trapped charge and free it. He'll desensitize it. So there's two auditing actions in actual fact, you see. His first and foremost is listening with tone arm action. And then secondarily, locating by assessment or any other means the trapped charge. Now, a PC who is talking smoothly and on and on and on, even the PC's crying about it, is not interfered with. See, don't interfere with that line. That's interfering with the itza line. Just let the PC roll, see? But the PC is not talking about the bank, but is talking up, out of the bank. Natter, 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 natter. It's all bad. They're after me. They're caving me in. What you're doing to me, what everybody is doing to me, how bad they are. You know, talks like a newspaper. Then you realize at that point that this talk is really not doing the PC any good at all. This PC is in an ARC break. He's protesting cut communication lines, you see, in his environment usually and so forth. He's protesting unrealities. He's protesting lack of affinity or its absence. And what's happened there is that charge has been ticked and missed. And unless the auditor gets very, very busy and locates that charge and indicates it and lets the PC see it and figure it out, why, that PC is going to go on nattering, and you're not then going to get an increase of case. Now, in the old days, we said that if a PC could talk his havingness down, remember that? Well, now, you probably wondered how that sits today. That only applies to case two, which I have just given you. A PC only talks his havingness down when he's natter, 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 natter. You'll find in case one, where the PC is talking about his case, is talking about his bank, is talking about himself, his past, and so forth, and you're getting tone arm action, you'll find out that the longer he talks, the better his havingness gets. Do you see that? Of course, the whole phenomenon of havingness is raising his ARC with his environment. So if he is in a situation where he himself is cutting his ARC with his environment, then of course his havingness will drop, because his ARC with the environment is what we call havingness. Havingness is simply can be defined as ARC with the environment. That's all. That should be very elementary to you. But now let's see, how many ways can you cut an itza line? Now, the best way to do this is to get somebody the graph of, was it 2 August, the HCO bulletin that has the big graph on the back of it. It gives you the cut itza line, shows you what the cut itza line is. 4th August, thank you. Now that 4th August bulletin has a nice graph there, and you should, in training an auditor, you're going to make marvelous strides if you do this. In training an auditor, if you'll just give him that graph, and you'll say, now go ahead and list the number of ways you could cut this itza line. When he's done that, well, give me an example of each one of these. That's your practical aspect, you see. Give me an example of each one of these cut things, and then give me an example of each one of these things, how that needn't have been cut, or how you would overcome it if you did this inadvertently. In other words, get him thinking on this subject. Get him to comb his hair out on this subject so that he is not walking around in a fog. Because it's one of the most complex things you ever heard of, if you want to make it complex. And everybody's going to have a different bug on it. Now, I can draw you up the communication cycles, which are contained in the auditing cycle. And these are all very neat, and there'll be drills for each one of these things eventually. But it all comes down to this. Initially, getting the PC in session, which is interested in his own case and talking to the auditor, and then keeping the itza line in such a way as to give maximal tone arm action. Now, when we state it that way, we're stating it the way a very skilled auditor would look at it. This is the hallmark of a very skilled auditor, and it's simply an expansion of a highly elementary definition which I gave you in the first place. And that's where the skill comes in. That's a skilled auditor. In other words, he can get somebody interested in his own case and talking to the auditor about it, and then keep the ITSA line in, directed in such a way as to give maximal tone arm action. If you add to that, and knocking out the significances necessary to resolve the case fastest, now you have the super, super, super skilled auditor. And there you have actually delineated the various levels and grades of auditing. It's just to the degree that you expand to the last definition I give you. Now, if you want to move an auditor downstairs in terms of level, I mean, if you want to get an idea of the lower levels of auditing than the upper levels, all you have to do is keep snipping pieces off of that definition, and you'll get lower and lower levels of auditing. Till you even snip off tone arm action and assessment at the level of book auditor. You don't expect him to know anything about a tone arm. You don't expect him to be able to give an assessment if he wasn't getting tone arm action. So you just define for him that you keep somebody talking about his own case and you continue to listen to him. And the odd part of it is that he's going to get a lot more results than mucking up crisscrossed actions that he doesn't understand. You see, you've given him enough right there. You're going to give him an E-meter now. He doesn't know anything about an E-meter. And you're going to give him an E-meter, and he's going to wonder, let's see, the tone arm, is that this knob at the bottom that snaps? No, that's not it. And tone arm action, what does quite that mean? He's watching this tone arm action. He's putting down 3.001. He's gotten so he can read verniers, you see. 3.002, 3.001. PC is getting tone arm action, you see, obviously. Adequate tone arm action. In other words, you get the idea. You've got to keep giving him these significance and keep giving him these significance and keep giving him these, and finally train him in on what a tone arm is. Well, you've been over that yourselves so often and so long that it appears absolutely ridiculous that nobody would know anything about it. Well, I just sometimes just hand an E-meter to a psychiatrist or somebody and say, how do you operate this thing, bud? And keep in his professional lingo, see, how do you operate this thing, bud? And he comes up with the same thing he's told the Food and Drug Administration of the United States. It cures things. Cures things. Thing is around for 80 years, measuring emotion and so forth in the world of psychology. And that's the best technical opinion that they can come up with. It cures things. I don't know. I think they 7.5 volts through the thing have put on the person, you see, and if it runs through his hands for a little while, why then he ceases to get speckled fever or something. I don't know. I don't understand this. You see, you give a piece of equipment or something like that, or you give a complication to somebody, and they Q&A with a complication by making it far, far, far more complicated to a point where it no longer means what it meant. And you can just chase this thing over the far horizon. It ceases to have any value at all. So it is better to stay. Now listen, because you'll be training a lot of auditors. Now listen here. Remember, pound one simplicity home. Don't make it complicated, just pound one simplicity home at a time. You got it made. You got some people on a co-audit. Just keep him talking. And when you're absolutely sure he's shut up, and he said everything that he's going to say on the subject, why, you just look at him intelligently and you just ask him for something else. And that's all we want. See? And that's all we want. We want you sitting there, and when he finally, so you don't even have starts of sessions or anything else. See? When he's finally finished up talking and saying what he wants to say, then you say one of these questions to him, you see, that's here. And we don't even care if it's the same question every time or another question or something. But your idea is to keep him talking about himself. You got the idea? And that's all we want. We just want you to keep him talking about himself. That's really what we want. And let's not get off into your inability to duplicate the auditing command, or you're waiting there to get in a new auditing command. Let's not get in there about whether you acknowledge what he has said. Let's not add any complication to that at all. That appalls you suddenly as you take a look at it. You take all those things in as automatic, don't you? How can you get along without them? Well, it's up to you to find out, because at that level of auditing, all you want to have happen is somebody telling B, telling A about their troubles. We don't care what they say. He's not going to have a tone arm to look at. He's not going to have any complications like this. So he'll want to know, how can you tell? So you add then the next step. The PC gets brighter and talks better. That's his index of success. You would express that as more ARC. And that's the most elementary basic of auditing there is. You could take some old timer and you could take his own auditing trained patterns, and you could say, if you were auditing you, what part of your case would you start for? Sit back, man, that's it. Tone arm, sit there and move beautifully. Clean up all his past auditing, everything else. Now, I've given you there the various levels of auditing. Okay, if you only recognize it, those are the various levels of certification. That actually automatically establishes your zones and patterns of training. Now, where we exceed those things, we lose. It'd take quite a while to get administration wrapped around that much simplicity. But you eventually will get to a point where you'll see that simplicity achieved. And that's the ideal. That is your ideal. Now, as you move along in auditing case, you're going to be confounded with this basic problem. As soon as we move up and put the E-meter in somebody's hands, of course, we're confounded with this problem before. But because we haven't got that level of skill in the auditor, we don't pay any attention to the problem. And the second that we graduate somebody up to putting the meter in his lap, then we want to see that TA move. And when that TA moves, we've got charge coming off. And there's your basic problems. How do you keep a TA moving? That's going to worry you. That worries Mary Sue on your cases. That worries me on her case. That worries people. That worries Mary Sue and auditing. Anything. How are you going to keep that TA moving? Now, that is the deepest problem in auditing at this moment. Not what to audit. That is not the deepest problem. That problem has been solved. The other problem is, how do you keep the TA moving on that particular PC? That is the problem, man. And when you walk upstairs to the highest level of skill, you, of course, keep it moving by addressing the case to certain significances. How do you keep it moving? This gives you a lot of problems. I could delineate these problems by the hour. Now we're getting into complexity. So you're now going up to a supervisory level of auditing. Takes quite a lot of knowledge. How do you keep a TA moving? Well, the basic stop of a TA is time. The reason they stop is time. And the biggest time stopper is the GPM. I beg your pardon, that's as far as an incident, type of incident is concerned. That's a great time stopper. But a GPM never becomes a terrific time stopper until it has been grouped in one of these between live screens or some analogous type of incident where things are redated or cross-dated or something like that, and it gets stuck and at wrong times. A GPM is incipiently then. If it didn't exist, you see, you probably would get no time stopping at all. Probably nobody could group a bank. You got that. Because that's perfectly true. I followed this out painfully, tagged it out bit by bit. The only time my tone arms ever stop moving is on GPMs. I got good subjective reality on it, good objective reality on it, and so forth. It's a GPM. If it weren't there, it couldn't get latched up on one of these screens or anything else, you see. It's a big time stopper because it gives the mechanism of instantaneousness in present time. And it floats in time, so therefore it can appear any place. And then it gets pinned down in these between live area screens, and there goes your TA action. Thud. Stops. That's it. So that's all very interesting. It sounds terribly final. And it doesn't make it a simpler problem, but if you know that, you can get this thing disentangled more easily. But that's what that is. So then we assume, then, that as far as significance of incidents are concerned, why the GPM plus any grouping incident gives you billy-o as far as the tone arm is concerned. That is what is in the bank that will stop tone arm action. You got that? Now, what auditing action stops tone arm action? Okay, now, this is a different problem. There is an auditing action. It's the same action. It's wrong dating. You get the wrong date on an incident, and your tone arm action starts folding up. PC can't even run, by the way, can't even run the incident you're trying to run. Can't do anything with it. It's a wrong date on it. You'll find that a wrong date tends to group incidents. It does all kinds of wild things. If somebody's got a 3D Vizio of a facsimile, then I can tell you, man, you got the right date. And as he runs through it, it stays 3D and stays in one place. Boy, you got the right date. Don't start worrying about dates. But if he's running it and a half a dozen others at the same time, then it's a lead pipe since you've got the wrong date. This doesn't necessarily mean that you can find the right date, but it means you have got the wrong date. Got that? Now, when you wrong date a GPM, what do you think happens? Here's your greatest incipient wrong dater. Anyway, it floats in time all over the place. And when you get the wrong date on a GPM, brother, that is a grim situation. It'll stop the tone arm almost as though it ran into a truck. Wrong date. Now, this is mixed up with the fact that the GPM is possible to date. You understand how faintly I make that statement? It is possible to date a GPM. That is a very faint statement. But the mere fact that it is a GPM gives you the tiniest possible reads on dates. It gives you the tiniest reads. and the roughest job of dating of any incident. And after you've dated one, why, that date is as valid as it gets tone arm action. But that doesn't mean that a half an hour later, on a redating situation, you're not going to find another date. How do you like that? Perhaps you didn't realize that this amount of sneakery was going on with regard to one of these confounded GPNs. But I tell you this for this reason, that where you're dealing with GPNs, there's no sense as an auditor of going into tears back of your meter, because Lord knows you will feel like it. You've just got this thing beautifully nailed down at some incredible date you can't even keep in your head, see? Gorgeous, see? Trillions all over the place. Boy, you're sure glad to have that. Picture showed up. 15 minutes later, PC's going into an ARC break. They're starting to natter about your hairdo or something. You give them an assessment, and it says wrong date. It assesses out to a wrong date. But how could it assess out to a wrong date? We just had the right date. So we very often would be foolish enough to back off. Be very foolish, you see. Foolish enough to back off and say, we got that one right dated. Let's see if we can find something else that's wrong dated. No, you better take what's nearest and dearest to your dating, because that GPM probably has another date. You probably dated it onto a screen. In other words, this was the screen date. That's still a right date, but it's a screen date. And when you redate it again, it's the PC's blown enough charge now to be aware of the wrongness of this date. That's all that's happened. So you redate the confounded thing, and you get it off the screen, and it moves someplace else. And you've now got a right date. The difficulty with this, the reads are absolutely microscopic. 128 on a Mark V, you see? All rudiments in. All the PC's got to do is you say greater than, he thinks less than, and immediately you get a read on something else. And blong, here we go, see? So you delicately, cat-footedly date this thing, and you get a beautiful read, and you get a blowdown, and you say, ah, you know. Meter was up there at 5.5 in the turn. You got a beautiful blowdown when you got this new date. And you're all set and all ready to go. You run some more items out of the thing. 15 minutes later, the PC is finding fault with your necktie. So you do another ARC break assessment. So on, PC absolutely can't go on. The only time you do one is when the PC just can't. He's passed into such a stage two there that you can't get any auditing at all, and you do an assessment, and by God, it comes up wrong date. Oh, but wait a minute, you had a blowdown on the thing. No, you moved it to another screen. Nice. Completely aside from the perils of just playing his rudiments go out, so you get a wrong date, you see. You've got the thing that the thing has got a lot of dates. So you finally get it back, and you say, I heard Ron say something about that one time, and I'm really going to get in this thing real good. Is this an actual track date? And it reads, actual track date. You didn't also ask on what screen. So you get your new date, and after that, it runs like a doll. But beware, you actually could start dating on a certain series of GPMs, now listen, and go 7 sessions trying to find the date of the series. Be wonderful if you kept the PC's ITSA line in the whole way. And don't turn off that ITSA line, because you've pulled a whole series of GPMs off screen after screen after screen. You're straightening out his track like crazy. But you could sit there and just chop him to ribbons by never letting him help you in any way, shape, or form. Take all the data off the meter. Never let the PC volunteer anything. And if you then went seven sessions with all this, your PC would be going downhill like mad, don't you see? You wouldn't be getting any tone arm action either. You see the liabilities. You see the liabilities of this confounded thing called the GPM. False track actually is nothing because it is never false track. They might show you some pictures and say that is track, but they're usually still pictures, solid pictures, very brief pictures. When it comes to track, they're false pictures, yes. But when it comes to track, false track, actually you shouldn't use the word, and I shouldn't have used the word false track, because I've since found out what it is. When you invalidate somebody's time track hard enough and hit him hard enough, he puts dub in over the top of the actual picture. And the dub in looks quite like the actual picture, but it's just a little film over the top of it. And as you start to audit it, that film comes off and he sees the actual picture. And actually, it isn't too different than his own track. He won't find much variation in his time track by the reason of having had his track invalidated it to dub in. I've now found this out. You see, he's still got his track. He's still when he was a big thing, he was a big thing, you see, and when this happened to him, it happened to him. He might have oddly askew pictures on the subject, and the thing was all grouped in one locale by a screen, but that's his track. When you run it over, the pictures all of a sudden start going into 3D, and he sees these things as looking a bit better than they did, and he's got a better sense of reality. The reason most of you have, in PCs particularly, find unreality and the PC kicking back is because you haven't run across it enough to scrub off the false picture. That is unreal to the PC. Unreality is force and invalidation, don't you see? That's what unreality is. You run a car into a brick wall, things momentarily looked awful unreal. Well, that's the same phenomenon, unreality. You hit somebody hard and things get unreal. They get unreal down to a point of unconsciousness. What is unconsciousness but a total unreality? Now, that's all unreality is. Of course, unreality stems from the ARC prize side of the situation. It's a sudden, steep drop in ARC. That really gives you some weird ways. So this thing, at the same time he's being hit, he's also got not only the ARC break with mess, but he's got some other consideration on the subject of ARC break, and it gives him an ARC break that particular thing would hit him. See, it's compounded. He runs the car into the brick wall, and the impact and so forth renders him unconscious. But he's got another ARC break on the ARC, you see, side of the thing. This was the mess side of it, his unconsciousness, you see. But his other ARC break with magnitude is the fact that that wall would do that to his car. See, and it's an ARC break with the circumstances of the situation. Shouldn't happen, you see. Protest one way or the other. Now, dealing with pictures then, you'll get a considerable unreality coming off, and you deal with these pictures, you get into ARC breaks, which is the only point I'm making here about dating, and you'll notice that an ARC broke PC only reads on the exact subject of the ARC break. All other reads go out. A severely ARC broken PC then does not read on the meter except on the bypass charge which caused the ARC break. That's the one hole in the E-meter. Is it won't read during an ARC break. Well, now, wait a minute. In the GPM, you're always auditing an ARC break, aren't you? He's ARC broke like mad. Time is all askew, and he's been captured and stuck in that thing, and all, you know, all this kind of stuff going on. And, of course, the heat meter doesn't read well. He's ARC broken with himself for being such a fool as to be caught. You know, there's all kinds of crisscross ARC breaks. He has ARC breaks with matter, energy, space, and time because it would obey, to quote an exact ARC break, I noticed myself at the beginning of the GPM, because it would obey such low-tone people. Perfectly logical ARC break. Well, so the ARC broken condition of the PC in the area influences the meter read. Meter is reading very badly for that area anyway. This is the hill that a very skilled auditor climbs. But now listen to the good news back of it. if you just keep trying and don't cut the ITSA line, you will get tone arm action in your effort to date it. And the ITSA line and blowing charge will increase the PC's reality on the incident to a point where the date is more and more real. And you will see bundles of facsimiles start to come apart. For God's sakes, put this down in letters of fire, because someday as an auditor, this is like give you a lot of tips about auditing. But someday as an auditor, you're going to be sitting there and you just feel the tears under your eyelids. It's just too desperate, you know. God, you tried. You don't dare say anything to the PC. You're out of communication with the world, you know. And you've tried. Is this GPM more than 2 trillion years ago, less than 2 trillion? What did you think of? Oh, all right. Is this GPM more than 2 trillion years ago? Is it less than 2 trillion years ago? Apparently less than 2 trillion years ago. All right. Is this GPM more than 500 billion trillion years ago? Less. That's the wrong date. Excuse me. 1.5 trillion years ago. Less than 1.5. It doesn't read. It's all blank. Let's see. Have you been thinking of anything? Well, let's do another order of magnitude, huh? Tens of years ago, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago, hundreds, tens of thousands of years ago. Is this GPM tens of thousands of years ago? Is it more than tens of thousands of years ago? Greater magnitude than 10,000 years ago? Less than? Is it tens of thousands? Oh, that's good. Huh? Nice read. All right. Is it more than 50,000 years ago? Less than 50,000 years ago? It's less than. Is it more than 25,000 years ago? Less than 25,000 years ago? Less than. Is it more than 10,000 years ago? Less than 10,000 years ago? Less than. Is it more than 5,000 years ago? Less than 5,000 years ago? Oh, you thought it was greater than 50,000 years ago. Oh, all right. All right. All right. All right. Well, is it more than 75,000 years ago? Less than 75,000 years ago? That didn't read, did you? You're very foolish if you don't interrupt that somewhere along the line. Well, now, what's been occurring to you while this has been going on? And get yourself a little TA action. See, and bust it down. Because, frankly, you can go on like that with a very, very tough GPM. It's just like trying to catch a slippery fish. One time it's trillions, and the next time it's thousands, and then all of a sudden you... Why does it do that? You're slipping it off one screen and another screen, you see, and its re-stimulation factors are blowing and so on. So you got to keep your ITSA line in while you're dating. That is probably one of the toughest things that a pro has to do. Keep the ITSA line in while dating. You get to sweating over this E-meter, and you forget about the PC to some degree. And if the PC's thinking about it and talking about it, why, there it is. So much so that I like to try to run the tone arm action out of it without dating it directly up. Get any idea the PC might have of the date. and just let him talk himself along the line until he either gets the date and gives it to me on a silver platter, or gives up completely, throws in the sponge so it squishes, and then go ahead and date. And then try, if I can't find the date, do it all over again and just keep arguing and talking about this, you know, back and forth, and getting my tone arm action. Because get this now, if you just keep trying to find something and keep the itza line in while you're doing it, you will eventually find it. Clang! But this is one of those things that you wouldn't ordinarily discover in the run-of-the-mill activities of auditing. You just wouldn't ordinarily discover it. Because how often are you going to be willing to put in 7 separate sessions trying to get the date of 1 GPM? How often would you do this? You jolly well wouldn't. You know, you'd say, well, it's mountain to no auditing. PC here once in a while gets ARC breaks. This is a mess. I'm in tears half the time. This is, the whole thing is just sending me straight up the wall and so on. Well, relax, because this is a stable datum, and this is a stable datum that you can just put back of your left ear that isn't going to be canceled by tomorrow's bulletin. Because I've seen this happen now. I've seen it done. I know it's true. You just keep chewing away at trying to date or locate or get the character of something or get the pattern of a GPM. You just keep the PC headed at it, keep that tone arm moving, and keep trying to find it. And suddenly, enough charge will have disappeared off the air, so it'll all go spong. There it is, like a stage set. You wonder, how in the name of God did anybody ever miss it? As I say, that is something you ordinarily wouldn't discover, because you probably wouldn't give 7 consecutive sessions to just one lousy little subject of auditing. Like, what is the pattern of this Wildcat GPM? And 1 minute you're running this, you're trying to date it, see, and your dating is kind of going haywire. But you're trying to get the pattern. That's what you really want. And the PC is down in the cellar. His morale is just zero. How in the name of common sense is he ever, God's green earth, going to get the pattern for this GPM? Oh, Wildcat GPM, my God, the thing. You tried out any other kind of a pattern. You've asked him about it several times, and you've asked him about this, and you've asked him about that, and it's just horrible. Well, maybe the first one is, it's to be a spirit. I think it's here. I think it's a goal. I think it's a goal. And maybe the first, I don't know that there is a goal in it, you understand, but there is certainly positive, negative items or something in it. Now, the more you put the itza line in with the meter, the more you ask the meter for this data, the less you're going to win. You found that to be the case. Yeah, so the PC just chews away, and he says, I think it's spirited, never spirited. All right, now the wrong thing to do is to shake your head and say, no, that didn't rocket read, and so on. Just go on, tell me some more about the pattern. Don't keep him repeating anything. And he said, well, I think the next two items on it are undoubtedly to be a spirit. And doubtedly to be a spirit. That's what I think. All right, well, go on. Give me some more other things. Your tone arm's moving, but you're not getting RRs. He's going to tumble to it suddenly. He said, well, hell no. This thing has nothing to do with spirits. To be drunk. You just keep him chewing at it, and you'll see TA action, TA action, TA action. And all of a sudden, he'll come up with something. Then all of a sudden, he leans back. If you don't, cut his itza line and chop him up. all of a sudden, well, the pattern of this thing is very simple. It's just plus and minus, and then a dichotomy. See? It just goes drunk, not drunk, sober, not sober. I think then it says to be drunk. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. It's drunk, not drunk, sober, not sober, to be drunk. Oh, yes, and then it fires the other way, too. Then it fires with the items reversed to the left and right. Yes, that's the way the thing goes. And it goes over here. It goes, you got drunk over here on your right now, see? So it goes, wait a minute. The way this thing goes is drunk, never drunk. Boy, you see that meter all of a sudden take off. So give him some rocket red. It's drunk, never drunk, sober, never sober, to be drunk. No, I got it now. It's sober, never sober, drunk, never drunk, to be drunk. You know, I think this probably was root of my alcoholism. You just keep him chewing at it rather than sitting there trying to write him into a hole. Now, the hell of it is you take anything as complex as the Helotrobus implants, it takes you longer to get the charge off without the pattern than with the pattern. But the PC trying to understand this thing and trying to run this thing and so forth and trying to get a grip on it sometimes will kill his own TA action if it's too evaluated. Why? The ITSA line is being put in for him. It's the lines being put in for him. What is it? Now, a meter is very, very didactic. It reads at a lower level of consciousness than the PC, but remember, it's just a little bit lower, and you blow some charge, and the PC will become conscious of what the meter comes conscious on. All a meter does is become a conscious of something before the PC becomes conscious of it. It just reaches the PC, it reaches him up just a little bit further along the line, and therefore gives you a preview of coming attractions. Well, now do you understand? You can look at the graph. You can look at a graph of your ITSA line. What's it? ITSA. See? And you see that you can say, what's it? And the PC can say ITSA, and you've got auditing happening. Ah, but what if the PC says what's it, and the meter, you use the meter to say ITSA? You want to see tone arm fold up? You've reversed all this now. Now PCs will do this if you create a meter dependency, and you should always keep your meter back. Don't do anything. What do you think is a very good way, although PC sometimes mildly ARC breaks on it? He very often said, yeah, but I want to know. You say, all right. Horse, goat, was a goat. Reads on a goat is the safer statement to make. Is that right? Is it a goat? Yeah, it's a goat. PC's demanding information. Well, this means he's given up. Now, when he's given up, you can help him out, of course. Well, let's take a look here. Let's take a look at this what's it, it's a line. And supposing the PC, you ask what's it, and then put the it's a in on the meter. And then you ask what's it and put the ITSA in on a meter. And then you ask what's it and put the ITSA in on a meter. Don't be surprised if your tone arm action ceases to exist. I don't know, you must be doing some kind of an audit on something, but it doesn't have anything to do with the PC, don't you see? That's the way to get getting messed up. You say, all right, what's it? And then, well, all right, I'll help you out here. It's a. I don't know what the auditor's doing there saying, what's a itza, what's a itza, what's a itza, what's a itza, what's a itza. Where's the session? See, it isn't any place. It isn't any place at all. But your PC must not be pushed down into the depths of despair. You say, well, what do you think the date is? Nice way of dating. The PC says, I just don't know. I just haven't got a clue. Date on the meter for a while. You're starting to get near it. You got any idea of the date now? Oh, yeah, it's so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And you say, all right. And that's it. That's quite common. But the reverse can also be true. You start dating, you got any idea what the date is? And he says, well, it's a so-and-so. No, it's so-and-so. What's a so-and-so? It's so-and-so. It might be more than billions, but it's less than trillions. It seems like it was just yesterday, you know, but it isn't really. It's so on and so on and so on and so on. It's pretty unreal, well. And so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. And well, I just don't know. My God, I just don't know. I just haven't got a clue. Oh, well, by all means, now, in R2H, it's very simple. He says it's 58, 57, 58, 57. I don't know whether it was 58 or 57. You say, well, the meter flicks every time you say 58. All right, good. Is 58 a wrong date? That doesn't read. Apparently 58. That's more desirable, don't you see, than having him quit. But look at this trick of using a meter. Well, you say, well, what do you think the date of this thing was? Well, it might have been this, it might have been that. But on the other hand, it was some of that. It might have been this, and it might have been that, and it might have been something or other. And I give up. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't have a clue. You say, all right, we'll do an order of magnitude on this. Was it tens of years ago, hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, tens of thousands of years ago, hundreds of thousands of years ago? Was it millions of years ago, tens of millions of years ago? That reads tens of millions of years ago, tens of millions of years ago, millions of years ago, millions of years ago, that reads. Millions of years ago is the order of magnitude and so on. You got any idea what this date is? Now what are you doing? You're doing a different trick, aren't you? The trick you're doing now is using the meter to jog the what's it line. See, slippy, huh? Then the PC will say, millions of years ago, let's see, was it 5 million years ago, 6 million? They sometimes develop systems. The picture comes in clearly on six, but doesn't come in on five, you know? So they say 5.5. Got a clear picture, so they say it must be 5.5. Then they realize if they say 5.25, it turns on heat. Must be 5.25, 5.33, 5.25, 5.33, 5.25. 5.25. Must be 5.25 million years ago. Does it read on the meter, 5.25 million years ago? Well, do you think it was? See, because if you said, oh, yes, that reads on the meter, you know, see? It's an acknowledgement of what they've just done, but at the same time, they're still depending on the meter. And you'll sometimes have them say rather satisfiedly, well, it's 5.25 million years ago. See, they're saying, does it read on the meter? Is it 5.25 million years ago? Well, do you think it is? Do you think that's the right date? See, that's a way of snapping back your itza line in, see? They tried to hand the itza line to the meter. You think that's the right date? Yeah, that's the right date. That's the right date. Okay, you say that reads. See, by doing it in reverse, you see, you get them certain, and then say, well, you should have been certain about it all the time, because it also reads on the meter, see? Of course, they have the feeling that you're sort of a spy hanging over their shoulder anyhow, because you got the meter in front of you. So they're afraid to be right. And the more evaluative auditors have been to them, the more chopped they have been in their auditing, the less itza line they have had in, why, the more queasy they are about being right. So they will tend to invalidate themselves. And you can just pick up PCs any day of the week, just invalidate themselves like mad. All the time, all the time, all the time, invalidate themselves. One of the ways they do this is to invalidate what they just said and ask you if it reads on the meter in order to be validated by the meter. And the more an auditor can do this without being a nasty slob about it, see, Well, I'm not going to tell you what it says on the meter. You think I want to create a meter dependence with you and so forth? I'm afraid that wouldn't be very workable. See? But if you can use that meter to boost the what's it line and coax the it's it line in, why, you'd be very successful with a meter. It's very adroit. And only date when the guy just throws in the sponge. It goes squash all over the auditor's report, you see. Because you can get up to a point of asking him for more than he can give. And that's one of the ways of cutting an itza line. So every time the guy gives you something, ask him for some more. I'll give you a way of doing this, see. PC very proudly says, ha, I got a picture here, a color picture. Got a color picture of some mountains. He's very satisfied at this point. He's communicated the whole lousy lot, see. And you say, well, what kind of mountains are they? Well, they're just mountains. Anybody in it? Any people on? No, there's no people in it. You can just hear their tone come right on down. So after the guy has said, I can't find this date, I don't know what this date is, after a guy has chucked in the sponge, and you say, oh, come on, give me the date. Cut your throat, you see, because what you've done is stretch an itza line beyond its ability to stretch. What you need to do is plug in a little bit more restimulation. See? So you've actually bled off all the restimulation that is there. So you just use the meter to knock another block off the glacier. Let the PC clean it up. Order of magnitude. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. All right. You coming any closer to what the date is now? Oh, you say, yeah, yeah. You say the thing is millions of years ago, and it's, yeah, yeah, it's so on and so on and so on, and there it is, and so on. It's five and a quarter million years ago. What's it say on the meter? Well, all right, well, is that right? Is that five and a quarter million years ago? Is that okay? Well, yeah, that's okay. What's it say on the meter? You say, well, it says you're right. Or, it isn't reading on the subject at the moment. Slippy, dangerous, awful dangerous territory to be haunting around very much. But I want to know what it says on the meter. Well, at the moment, it doesn't say anything on the meter. All right, then it must be some other date, the guy says. All right, now you don't ask him, well, what is that other date? See? So you want me to do another order of magnitude? No, no, that isn't necessary. I think the thing actually is trillions three. Trillion, 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 not trillions two. That must be what it is. That must be what it is. All right. Will you check it for me? See, you're on the spot now. You're on the spot. It's a very, very slippery little contest that you can run in this particular line. Perfectly all right, tell the PC what a meter's reading, what his tone arm's doing, that sort of thing. You'd be quite relaxed about this thing. The moment the PC starts relying on the meter instead of looking at it himself, why, you're in trouble. You get him in too much, that's relying. Dependency. Let him create that dependency and you've spoiled some of his case. You've spoiled his sense of time, that sort of thing. So it's a very nice point. Very nice point. You have to solve that by being alert. And the basic rule is use your meter to get in the what's it line and coax the it's it line. And at last resorts, such as a howling ARC break, of course, the only thing you've got left is your meter. The PC isn't talking or thinking. That's the last resort. So now you do ARC break assessments and that sort of thing. That applies to sessions, by the way. Doesn't apply to you giving an ARC break assessment. Down, old Peter landed with all four thuds down there in Australia and He got everything wheeling and dealing in a hurry. Things were going in all directions quickly. He had this Congress laid out, and he's fast, you know. He picks this thing practically up off of his bulletin line, you know, off his desk, and goes down to the Congress and puts six auditors to work doing ARC break assessments on every Congress attendee. He put them in a booth outside. So here were six auditors, you know, all during the Congress going bangity, 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 doing ARC break assessments, you know, and they're just cleaning up ARC breaks all over the place, and everybody's saying, hurrah, wonderful, marvelous. You know. He's industrious. I bet he didn't even get a chance to read the bulletin himself. He's quick. Anyway, now, it doesn't matter whether somebody's ARC broke or not ARC broke, see? You can give them an ARC break assessment out of session or any place else or every Friday in a central organization or something like this and keep things wheeling and dealing. But you can cut an ITSA line to ribbons with ARC break assessments, man. You can just cut them to ribbons. Swish, swish, slash, slash. Well, I don't know if I've got the right item here or not. Let's see. Oh, well, I'll do an ARC break assessment. Sounds incredible. Well, I don't know. I don't know if this is quite the right goal or not. Let's see, is it the right goal or not? We might have bypassed something here. There might be something. All right, I'll do an ARC break assessment. Cut your throat, man. That's putting in the ITSA line with an ARC break assessment. Don't do it. The ARC break assessment has its value after all else has failed, and that's almost the same with the meter. The meter needle has its greatest value when all else has failed. ARC break assessment has its greatest value when all else has failed, because the most operating thing you've got anywhere around you actually is the PC. You can take data from this PC, you get surprising data from the PC. PC sit there and barkety, barkety, bangity, bang. He can give you more darn data. Just because a PC says, well, I don't know, it doesn't look right to me. There's something wrong here. Something wrong. I don't know. That's no reason for you to do a thing. I know you have consciences. You want to get in there and earn your fee. Earn your keep, pay for your own audits, that sort of thing. I know you have an idea that if you just get busy enough and you heave enough bricks through enough windows, why, everybody will pat you on the back for being so industrious. Well, you're not ever patted on the back for being industrious. You're only patted on the back for getting case advances. See? Well, great day, then. The PC says, well, something wrong here. I don't care how long he goes, let him go on, as long as that TA moves. That's all I'm interested in. He can mutter and fumble, and stumble and bumble, all he wants to, as long as the TA moves. I'm not asking precise data from this PC. That's what's wrong with this PC. This PC has a lot of imprecise data. Very imprecise data. Let's take an ARC break assessment. Also, his confidence in his own bank is very, very poor. Let's take an ARC break assessment. You're going down the ARC break assessment. Bark, 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 bark. And the PC brightens up all of a sudden. You've got two choices here, and one of them is wrong. The choice is to go on and complete the ARC break assessment. That's wrong. That's wrong every time. The PC suddenly looked bright. See, he didn't even say he had anything to say. Oh, you know. You'll see it, actually. Sometimes a flash on the meter while you're doing the assessment if you're not looking at the PC. You think of something? Yeah, it's actually the unknownness of the whole thing. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know the guy's name, see? Everybody's trying to tell me his name was Joe, but in actual fact, I didn't know his name. And that was what that ARC break was all about. That's it. Hey, you didn't get a chance to earn your keep, man. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to go down the whole list. Now, if you say to the PC at this point, well, all right. Well, now, how do you feel about that ARC break? The meter goes tick. You say, is there something else about that you haven't told me yet? Oh, well, yeah, maybe you didn't get it. See, the guy, I didn't know his name, but they said his name was Joe, and I have never found out what his name really was. They just said it was Joe, you understand? They just said it was Joe, and I don't know that his name was Joe. And I never did find out the guy's name. I don't know what his name is. And that's what the ARC break assessment is all the time. They were trying to put this as a, I guess it's a false datum. You say, all right, good. How do you feel about that ARC break assessment? Clear as a bell. See, he thought he'd interrupted you, and he didn't quite get it across to you, and he had various explanations. Don't you see? Why, maybe he didn't have his Itzeline in on you, because he had distracted you and kept you see, maybe from assessing and earning your keep, you know? PCs have lots of weird reasons like this, but you shouldn't automatically assume. I know, because I myself have had this happen in a session while I was auditing. It's very embarrassing. You say, does that clear it all up? Clang! See? You say, all right, is it all right if I go on with the remainder of the assessment? PC, glummer, glummer, needle getting dirtier, dirtier, dirtier. Look, it'd be better to leave the charge on it than it would be to ARC break the PC about it. You follow that? That applies also to GPMs. You can sometimes ARC break the PC like mad on some wildcat GPM just because you were trying to be precise all the time and the PC is arguing with you. I myself ran into an ARC break as a PC one time on the subject of I had to listen. I saw to listen come out of the floorboards of one of these GPM rooms. I saw it come out. I couldn't understand why I'd seen these words come out. I ordinarily don't do that. So I said, I just saw to listen come out of the middle of the floorboard. We must have some kind of a goal in here like that. And the auditor looked at the meter and said, it didn't RR. That, frankly, was the end of that facsimile. It was being held there by two frayed hairs, anyway. Very highly charged area, preceded by Lord knows how many GPMs. The reason I got to the place, nobody will ever find out. That's all it took, see? And the GPM folded up. Denial of the PC's perception of the GPM. Actually, it took a little bit longer than that to fold up. It took another slight blunder immediately afterwards, but that was the reason it folded up. It was just PC all of a sudden originated and said, the auditor knows he's trying to run the goal, let us say, to catch or something, you see. And the PC said, hey, you know, coming right out of the floorboards here is this word to listen. I never saw anything like that before. Well, no, that doesn't rocket read. Well, the PC didn't give a damn whether it rocket read or not. You know, you get that. He didn't care for a minute whether this rocket read or not. Very often in putting together a GPM, a PC will be going and giving you the items, bang, 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 giving you the items, repeating them a few times, and all of a sudden we'll get to the next pair. Get to the next pair, and the next pair dinning his ears in, and the auditor says, go back and clean up the old pair. What do you do in a case like this? It's very interesting, because if you leave partially charged items on the thing, the PC's going to ARC break, and if you don't take the PC's next items, he's going to ARC break. What do you do? Well, you're an auditor. That's one of the perils of existence. There is a solution. You can hastily write them down so he won't forget them. You can say, I've got a note of those. And go on and get your items clean. That's just one solution. Did you ever think of the solution of going through a GPM and then through it again? That's totally possible, too. But also dangerous, because all sorts of weird things are liable to happen, don't you see? So the contest of how you get a GPM discharged without cutting the ITSA line is one of the more interesting things that an auditor can do. And it takes very, very skilled auditing in order to accomplish this fact. And the variations of it are so many that you couldn't possibly cover all possible cases. Your job is to get the GPM discharged and keep the PC in an enthusiastic state of mind so he will discharge the GPM, because the PC in a lowered state of mind can't discharge the GPM. Now, your what's it line, uniformly, completely, totally, thoroughly, means just that. What's it? It's called what's it because those exact words raise the tone arm. And the ITSA line is called ITSA because those exact words lower the TA, or in a low TA case, I think reverse it, although I myself haven't seen this as an auditor yet, too new. Now, if that is the case, then we would say that the solution of mystery was the resolution of a case. And the restoration of TA action. And as I told you a little earlier, your cessation of TA action is your heaviest auditing problem. TA isn't moving. That's the case that drives you around the bend. That case will also drive you around the bend in numerous other ways. But when the TA stops moving, you've got a headache. That's a worry. Right now, that's a worry. So I'd like to give you a clue as to why this is. Whatever else you say about GPMs or a time or anything else, this is certainly true, that the PC is stuck on a what's it, for which he has no ITSA. Elementary, my dear Watson. Dr. Watson now, by the way. That was his gag. I took it from him. Now, did you ever think of the possibility that the PC might have asked his own what's it? Now, I'll give you an exact example. They do this all the time. It's not once in a while. Now, this PC sitting there, gives you the ITSA, ITSA, ITSA. In the process of giving you the ITSA, 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 gets in two what's-its on himself. All right. Now, they got clear as a bell, everything was fine, and you went just a little bit further, and all of a sudden, the PC felt foggy. The PC felt foggy because of the two what's-its. These are two new auditing questions, if you please, but you didn't ask them. But the PC asked them, and now you've got some charge and restimulation that's not been ITSA'd, and so the PC feels foggy. You'll sometimes get this toward the end of session. You were doing fine, and you ask one question too many, and then you can't get the TA down, and you don't know what happens. Well, ordinarily, it stems immediately back to a question the PC asked themselves. Now, the most common cause of a TA going up in a break is the PC asked themselves the what's it. That break gives them a short period of time without the auditing question in which they can demand of themselves the what's it. Now, you, of course, because they've forgotten the what's it, they never give the ITSA, and you've got a high TA, and you sometimes will struggle around endlessly and fruitlessly and forever trying to get this TA to do anything. Put in your sense mid roots and every other confounded thing to get it come down. The one thing that you seldom ask for is what what's it did they ask for themselves? Could be put in other numerous ways. Did you speculate about anything in the break? Now, the funny part of it is as-ising what's-its does not give you auditing. I've tested this out. That's interesting, isn't it? You don't as-is what's-its. What's it? You cannot run a case on solid mystery, in other words. That sounds impossible, but if you just get the idea of questioning things, thank you. Get the idea of questioning things, thank you. You would just drive the tone arm up and it wouldn't come down. Why? Because the bank is composed of a cure to the problem. Or as Reg was saying a few minutes ago, the puzzle. See? And the reason the puzzle is hung up is because there's something in it, which was a cure. Cures brought about problems. And as is problems, you have to pick up the itzes. That itza was always a cure to some problem, which is now holding it in place. So it takes both the what's it and the itza to get the stable datum and the confusion off. The what's it is the confusion. The itza is the stable datum. So you announce the confusion, and the PC gives you the stable datum, and of course you get restoration of balance. You get the thing blowing off. Actually, in tiny vignette, this is the mechanism of a GPM, in just the common questions that you use, you see. You would have to ask somebody, what have you been puzzled about? What was the answer to it? That's a little bit blunt. What answers might there have been to it? Two-way comm is something that drives some auditors around the bend. They don't realize that a two-way comm maybe won't run an engram, but it'll blow off all the locks. So you could say, when did you first become aware of this problem? That first is a bad thing to use, but it's nevertheless keep somebody diving at it. Give me a time you became aware of this problem. That starts a two-way comm cycle, don't you see? PC says, I have a big present time problem about something or another, see? Big present time problem. All right, well, what solutions have you thought of? Have you ever had similar problems in the past? How do people ordinarily solve such a problem? When did you first become aware of a need to resolve this problem? Now you're drifting off back into the what's it, don't you see? But you can get the itzes of almost anything. I think it's interesting, isn't it? Therefore, auditing questions to be valid must balance between announcing the puzzle and getting the cure. But if you have him inventing cures, then the puzzle will get more puzzling. So the only way you really produce a gain in auditing, the only way you ever really produce a gain in auditing is having become aware of the problems and the solutions which he has had for those problems. And then you get tone arm action. That's a theoretical dissertation, but it's also quite empirical. It takes the what's it, and it takes the itza. And if you never let the PC reach any of his own itzas, of course you don't get TNA action. There are many ramifications to this. There are different types of processes produce different potentials of TA action. There's a lot you can go into about this. It will continue to be a worry, but I'm giving you the exact fundamentals of what causes it to cease when a tone arm stops. Okay? We're way over time. Thank you very much.